Back here in Mount Pleasant, Bowling Green prevails tonight, beating Central Michigan by a score of 83-61. As we continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show, talking about a road victory tonight for BGSU. Head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside as the Falcons coach that first half. I'm not sure you could play much better. I mean, a 52-23 lead. Everything seemed to be on point. Reflect on that first half of, I don't want to say near perfection, but pretty darn good.
We came out and we competed. Energy and effort was brought today. The hardest thing to coach is energy and effort. And a couple of those losses that we took, I'm coaching energy and effort instead of the team. So that was the first thing. Give the hats off to the guys. We talked about it. Hopefully we made a turn in the right direction from it. But the guys played extremely hard and competed on both ends of the court, competed on the defensive end, competed on the offensive end. We did a great job sharing the ball that first half. The ball left our hands easy. Still too many turnovers for my liking. We got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. It's little mistakes. It's not anything major, but it's something that, you know, I don't want it to grow and be bigger than what it is. So we got to do a much better job of taking care of the ball.
Yeah, clearly the headline number in that first half is 52 points that you scored, but I think more importantly the 23 that Central scored. Defensively, what was the leading, I guess, factor in holding them to 23 points in the first half and 61 for the game?
The biggest thing was containing Zarzuela. I mean, the dude, he can play, he can score. We had him, he took 17 shots to get 24 points, which is, if he's taking that many shots, the other guys aren't getting shots, and that's where we were today with that. I thought we did a great job on Taylor, containing Taylor, who's averaging double figures. Don't know what he got tonight, but I thought we did a great job. They actually only had one guy in double figures, which is Zuela. And, they have probably four that averages in double figures. So I think the biggest thing for us is containing those other guys. And, Zarzuela got his points, but we were able to contain the other guys.
Yeah, he really closed the first half strong, too. Leon hit that three to end the half. And, another huge game for Leon Ayers against Miami. He had 31 points while only attempting 12 field goals. Tonight he has 24 points. Again, only 12 field goal attempts. Right now, the team and Leon seem to be in sync offensively. He's getting good looks. He's finding his spots. It's just really flowing with him right now.
He's definitely playing well right now. He's shooting the ball well, shooting it at a nice percentage, shooting the three well, defending well. So he's doing pretty much everything I like well, so hopefully he'll continue and have a great season, great remainder to the season.
Well, Coach, inevitably with the 29-point lead at halftime, the second half was not as sharp, but you really never let them back in the game. And the bottom line is road conference victories are things to savor, correct?
Oh, yeah, they definitely hard to come by. You'll take anyone that you can get at any time. Everyone knows how difficult it is to win on the road. And to come into a place like this, Central, where they play really well at home. They just beat Buffalo at home a couple games ago. And, we just wanted to come out. And it's hard to even scout them because they had so many injuries on, one game I watched Harden wasn't playing. Another game I watched Zarzuela wasn't playing. Another game I watched Carrington McCaskill wasn't playing. So, it was just difficult to scout them and thinking that they're going to have everybody, and they didn't. So even tonight they didn't have McCaskill. So we'll see. I think we got them one more time at our place, and, just looking forward to playing them and see how our guys can respond to, winning by this big, and hopefully they don't think it's going to be that easy the next time around.
Coach, second straight strong performance for your team. Only one thing left to say. Beat Toledo. We'll see you there on Saturday.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons roll tonight at Central 83-61.